online at 1037thebuzz.com and throw us a follow on Twitter for instant reaction at JustinAcre7 and PatBradley22. Now, back to Justin Acre and Pat Bradley.
Little Joe Cocker taking you to the weekend. Welcome back to Sunrise Polaris in Searcy, Arkansas. Or as I tweeted out earlier, Conway, Arkansas, which it isn't. But I don't know, I'm an idiot. I'm working on a very... You know what? The amount of calories I'm going to eat today is a much smaller number than the amount of money you can save on one vehicle purchase here at Polaris. It's incredible. Right here in Searcy, Arkansas, if you've not been by, why not? I mean, Neil Tate's here. He'll go buy you lunch if you buy the right vehicle. Just saying.
Hey, man, you want people to go.
Yeah, that's true. What are you trying to say? Anyway, so come by and see us here today. We'll be here until 1 o'clock, and they'll be here throughout the weekend. Save $2,300 on a full-size Polaris Ranger 800 at just $92.99. That is a deal, my friend. And they want your trades, too. Motorcycles, ATVs, boats, or personal watercraft. They'll trade for it all. Or if you happen to have, like, a Super Bowl ring you want to trade in on a vehicle, I'm sure they take that as well. The only guy I know that has one, though, is Clinton McDonald. He's on the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline right now. Clinton, I'm assuming you do not want to hawk your ring for a Polaris ATV at this point.
No, not at all. Wouldn't want to do that.
No. And with the new contract you signed down in Tampa Bay, and deservedly so, you will be able to hold on to that ring forever and ever, which is very good. So congratulations on all your success. And I'm going to have to get used to you being a Buccaneer. I've just gotten used to you being a Seattle Seahawk. have you spent some time down there, or have you gone down yet, or what's your situation with Tampa?
Well, actually, we already started training. We started on April 7th, so I've been down there for about 2 weeks now. Actually, back in Jacksonville area right now. But, yeah, we already started training, getting in the playbook, getting in the classroom, learning the things that they needed to learn so we could be successful this season.
It has been a busy little tour here. You're going to be in town for a couple of days and back to work. But today you had your number retired this morning at Jacksonville High School. What number did you wear when you were in high school?
Well, I actually wore number 40. I was a linebacker then.
Oh, my.
Yeah, 6'2", 245.
Wow. Well, it's all worked out well. You've put a couple pounds on since then. But
I guess, yeah, the last time we talked to him was also we talked about the backyard brawl with Jacksonville Cabot.
That's right.
You finished your career probably the best way in terms of high school. I think we asked you what was your greatest win, and I think that was what you named as one of them.
Yeah, that was one of the greatest wins. You know, Cabot was a hard team that year, as they are each and every year, to defeat. That year was just so special because the field was muddy. It was a dirty game, but we came out victorious.
Clinton, the thing I love about you is you are a guy that always made it a point to come back and give back and try to be a good example for the folks in your community, and you've done this camp we're going to talk more about in a second. But, again, you just signed this big contract. You're on top of the world. You got a Super Bowl ring. Everything's going great, and you're still coming back and doing the things that, we appreciate about you. Today, I know this afternoon you're headed over to UAMS. Can you talk to us a little bit about what you're going to be doing over there today?
Yeah, I just wanted to visit, the people at the UAMS Hospital, just to let them know that, we haven't forgot about you. Somebody cares about you. You know, it's always to see a smiley face and a great time to visit people right now around Easter time.
Clinton also has a camp going on tomorrow at the Jacksonville Boys and Girls Club. You can sign up there in person or you can do it online. Arkansas Iron Sharpen Iron Youth FC.com. It's $35 today, $40 tomorrow on the day of. Can you let us know a little bit about how does the camp work? I know you've done this one before, and I don't know if you're tweaking it or not, but what's the format of the camp?
Well, the format of the camp, we're going to have 6 to 18 in morning time. We're going to go ahead and take the younger group, and we're going to go out and we're going to learn the fundamentals of football as far as getting into the stands and things of that such. And then, the older kids, we're going to run through like a combine style camp for the first half. Then we're going to have the colleges, University of Arkansas, University of Central Arkansas, even University of Memphis is going to come down to name a few colleges to talk to the kids and let them know that it's more about academics than it is athletic ability. We're all not going to be able to be fortunate and be blessed to go ahead and play in the NFL. Education is something that we take for granted these days, and it's also a great tool that we can always use to fall back on when things don't go right.
That's a great idea. That's a good point to be made. And Yeah, I'm pretty sure my chances of making it to the NFL are very limited at this point. But you can hang out with a Super Bowl champion tonight as well. You've also got a meet and greet this evening. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. We've got a meet and greet tonight at 7 o'clock at Old Chicago Pizza. We'll be there for about an hour, hour and a half. Just to meet and greet the kids, come to the camp. Well, you know, even if the kids aren't coming to the camp, bring them out. You know, Old Chicago has great food. I eat there on many occasions, man. You know, the management is great. The service is great. You know, one of the places I love to come home to.
What's your go-to pizza?
My go-to pizza? I really don't do the pizza. I do the chicken sandwich more than anything.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Mix it up a bit. Now, who else is in town? Did Michael Johnson come with you?
Michael Johnson will be in town today at 4:30. And Demetrius Harris from the Kansas City Chiefs, he'll also be at the camp. We also got Anthony Lucas coming through and making his presence felt at the camp as well. So we're going to have an all-star group of cast members as well as my volunteers that are coming out in the community and just, you know, send their time and their efforts. You know, it's one thing to have it all. It's another thing to give it back. You know, I would say I'm just being blessed right now. You know, God has allowed me to be in this type of light. And, you know, he gave me a responsibility to come back to my community, and not just my community, but whatever community that I come in contact with and affect, and try to show the way that, you know, he wants me to go and try to be the leader that he wants me to be.
Well, not enough good things can happen to you, my friend, and it's not often enough that good things happen for good people, and you are such a good guy. I'm so glad to see all your success and the blessings that have come on you. It's a great thing. Now, Michael also has had a nice run of late, talking about, boy, big contracts, and he's your new teammate down in Tampa. Do you guys know each other before you became teammates?
Actually, me and Michael Johnson, we got drafted together in 2009 to the Cincinnati Bengals, so we're both rookies together. And in that time frame, we've become great friends. You know, Michael's always supported what I had going on as far as my camps or us going out to the Boys and Girls Club and things like that. And we also supported each other. So his camp is next week in Alabama, so I'll be in Alabama next week supporting Michael Johnson.
Okay. Does he go back home to Selma?
Yeah, going back to Selma.
Okay, good deal. Well, Clinton, listen, man, enjoy it. I know you got a busy whirlwind weekend, but, again, want to encourage folks to sign up if you can or go by and see him at Old Chicago tonight for the meet and greet. But, again, just $35 if you sign up today at the Jacksonville Boys and Girls Club, or you can go out there tomorrow for $5 more. It's a heck of a deal, and you get to hang out with a Super Bowl champion. So that is a very rare opportunity, so take advantage of it.
And the ring will be there.
The ring will be here. We got the ring ceremony in June.
Ring ceremony in June, okay.
Okay, so you don't have...
You don't have the ring yet.
No.
We don't have the ring. No, we haven't found the precious yet.
I was going to come on kiss the ring. That's all I was just saying. I'll go kiss the ring.
Kiss the ring. I'll kiss the ring.
You can go out there and kiss his sneakers.
I just want to shine it.
Go out there and kiss his cleats. That'll be fine. Same difference. Well, Clinton, enjoy it, my man. Again, we wish you lots of success going forward. You've been a great representative of the state of Arkansas. So we hope everything goes smoothly this weekend, and thanks for all you do. We'll talk to you again soon.
Well, I appreciate it, man. God's been working in my life, and I can't take any of the credit for it. It all goes to him.
All right. Clint, thanks, man. Take care.
Thank you.
See you, buddy. That guy's as good as gold right there now.
He's pretty easy to root for.
Out in Jacksonville, on the Welcome to Jacksonville sign, it says hometown of Chris Allen. I think I'm going to start a petition to get a change to
get
Clinton
out of here. Does it really?
It really does. That. Well, yeah, and that's the thing. Clinton McDonald went to Jacksonville High School and everything.
Exactly.
But yet we claim Chris Allen.
I think it should say... hometown of Chris Allen in 128 font, and then in like 217 font, I should say Clinton McDonald, and then in like 8 font, I should say, and Matty T.
Oh.
We're going to get you on that board, buddy. We're going to get you on that board if I have to write it in myself. By golly.
Let's go spray paint it this weekend.
I'm in.